好，
大家好。
Chinese Class 101.
Hello and welcome to Culture Class, Chinese Superstitions and Beliefs, Lesson 5. Low lighting and wearing red in a zodiac recurrent year. I'm Eric, and I'm joined by Dehua.
你好, I'm Dehua.
In this lesson, we'll talk about two common superstitions in China. The first superstition is about bad luck. What's it called in Chinese?
住所光线暗,
which literally means low lighting in residence. Dehua, can you repeat the Chinese phrase again?
住所光线暗, 住所光线暗。
In China, it's believed that having low lighting in your house is bad.
This is related to the concepts of yin and yang.
Darkness is related to yin, which is negative, while yang is positive.
So, when buying a house, Chinese people avoid choosing a house with little or no light.
So choose a house with lots of windows and maybe facing south to have light all day.
Exactly.
The second superstition is about good luck. What's it called in Chinese?
本命年穿红色,
which literally means wearing red in one's zodiac recurrent year. Let's hear it in Chinese again.
本命年穿红色。本命年穿红色。
In China, it's believed that one should wear red in their zodiac year. How do we know when our zodiac year is?
It's the year you are 12 years old, 24, 36, 48, and so on.
But your zodiac year is actually an unlucky year, right?
That's correct. But Chinese people believe the color red repels bad luck.
Oh, so wearing red, a lucky color, counteracts the bad luck of your zodiac year.
You got it.
There you have it, two Chinese superstitions. Are they similar to any of your country's superstitions? Let us know in the comments.
再见。
Listeners, want to easily understand Chinese conversations?
We'll let you in on a secret.
Use line-by-line audio.
With this tool, you can listen to lesson conversations line by line.
And you can listen again and again until you easily understand natural Chinese.
With a click of a button, listen to each line of the conversation.
And rapidly understand natural Chinese with this powerful tool.
Find this feature on the lesson page in the lesson materials section at ChineseClass101.com.